Climate change is happening. We're the cause, and Alaska will feel it first. Those are some of the conclusions of a sweeping report out today from 13 federal agencies and outside climate scientists. The report was released by the Trump administration, even though it contradicts the position of President Trump and many of his top officials. Rachel Waldholz from Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
Catherine Hayhoe is a climate scientist at Texas Tech University and a lead author on the report. She says the bottom line is pretty simple.
This report is a huge 600-plus page document that can be summarized in just one sentence. Climate is changing. Humans are responsible. The risks are real. And the window of time to fix this thing is narrowing fast.
The report is part of the Fourth National Climate Assessment, a study looking at impacts across the U.S. and required by law every 4 years. Hayhoe says it confirms once again that burning fossil fuels produces carbon dioxide and other emissions that are warming the planet. It says we're now living through the warmest period in the history of modern civilization, and it says it's extremely likely that human activities are the dominant cause of that warming, adding there is no convincing alternative explanation. Hayhoe says, if anything, the report suggests things are worse than expected.
Much of the new science that we've seen coming out in the last few years is suggesting that things are changing faster and to a greater extent than we thought.
Like the ice sheets in Greenland and Antarctica melting faster than expected and sea levels rising faster than expected. Hayhoe says what keeps her and other climate scientists up at night is the question of tipping points. They worry if we cross certain thresholds, it can create vicious cycles, driving more warming and pushing the climate into totally unpredictable territory. She says it's not clear exactly when we might cross those lines.
Just like you can't put a specific number of how many cigarettes you can smoke before you develop lung problems. But what we can say absolutely is the further and faster we push the Earth's climate away from its natural state, the greater the risk that we will hit one or more of these tipping points.
The report includes a full chapter on Alaska and the Arctic. It confirms that scientists are very confident the region has warmed more than twice as fast as the rest of the planet, and that climate change is melting glaciers, accelerating the loss of sea ice, and thawing permafrost. The report also suggests that changes in the Arctic could affect weather around the globe, but scientists don't understand those dynamics well enough yet to make predictions. Hayhoe says the good news is there are solutions out there, like the faster-than-expected adoption of renewable energy.
Things are happening all around the world. We're moving in the right direction. But as a climate scientist, I know that we have to not just keep on moving in that direction, we have to do more and faster to avoid the really serious and even dangerous impacts.
With that conclusion, Hayhoe and others are ringing the alarm bells. The question is whether enough people are listening. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.